And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, here's a couple of right old bandits. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
The heck? Listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Heck and a track called Waiting in Line, which is the A-side of their new single, Tony.
Okay.
Out via Dirty Water Records and ahead of an album that's coming out in a few months. The Heck, Tone, are they've risen from De Keef Men, who we played on the show a while back now, and The Heck are a bit more garage punk than De Keef Men were, but I've given you a clue from De Keef Men as to where The Heck are from. That's right, they're from Holland, Tony.
Oh, nice.
But what is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheHeckHolland?
Facebook.com/TheHeckGarageRock.
Right.
Paulie B in this net one, Tony nil. I'm already giggling about this because you know how while that track was being played that we both said we were feeling a bit warm.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said I was wearing a fleece.
Yeah.
I've only taken it off.
Oh.
I am now bare-chested, Tony.
Why?
Did you say right or why?
I said right.
Right, yeah. So for the duration of this show, I have my nipples exposed.
Okay.
Yeah, fortunately, there's no punky webcam going on here.
No.
But they are. Lovely. I think that's rather perky. I've got some additional material for you, Tony. In fact, I've got a lot of additional material this week.
Cool.
I'm just going to, A, skate over the fact that I've got my nipples out, and B, get to the right bit, because I want to... As I've got quite a bit here, so I'm going to read out... Oh, blimey. Right. Okay, so... I've got a joke for you, right? Mm-hmm. We'll do this one first. Got a joke. If you have any joke for me, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Tighten your email, Comedy Suburbs. That's what Iron Mike did, Tang.
Ah, Iron Mike.
And there's a little bit of information about stuff we've talked about on a previous show as well. So okay. Anyway, here goes. Hi, Paul. Didn't manage to find Gollum at the GBH gig in Kettering. That's a bit harsh. I know I actually said it was Gollum with a beard, and it's not either. It's the very attractive Steve, who is the landlord of the Duke's Arms, Tony.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
Indeed, and hello to Steve as well. Mike says, oh blimey, Mike says, there were a lot of beards in attendance though. Which doesn't really help, because Steve's hardly got a beard on him. He's just got, it's very short. It's very short, Tony.
Okay.
Very short. He said, anyway, to appease my wife for being out at yet another gig, I bought her a lovely bouquet of flowers. She took one look and said, I suppose I'll have to open my legs for those. I replied, why? Haven't got a vase big enough. He says, while I'm here, have you thought about putting on a punky night at the Duke's Arms? Hello, Duke's Arms. He's done it himself. It's catching on, Tony. I have a feeling that anybody who ever sees the Duke's Arms who's listening to Punky Radio will drive by it going, hello, Duke's Arms. And he suggested we could have a solo set from Tony, a stand-up set from me, and a kick-ass punk set from a local band. I'm sure there's one nearby. Smiley face. All the best, I'm Mike. Well, yes, we have thought about it. We've thought about it since before the Duke's Arms opened, in fact. What we haven't done is do anything about it whatsoever.
That's right.
That's correct. And we do have the Mobs who've said they'd like to come and play it as well. Limousine have offered to do it. We could have a... If you can get round to it, we can do a punky radio-sponsored all-dayer at the Duke's Arms, or, and I don't want to be controversial, Tony, we could definitely do it at the Lilacs.
Hello, the Lilacs.
Because there is competition for our attention within Burton Latimer and Environs now, because the Lilacs is in Isham, but the Lilacs already have bands on.
Right.
So I don't know yet. We might have to see what we're going to do about this, Tone, but the time may come in the not-so-distant future when we put something on in one of said pubs.
Right, let's do that.
Anyway, all the best, I'm Mike, and thank you very much for getting in touch. Now, is there something else that I want to do here? I might be reading out something else here. Let me just think about this when I have a look at what it is. Right. I think I might save this for the end of the show, the other bit, Tone.
Okay, that sounds good.
I'm going to save it for the end of the show because there's something I have to go and get as well.
Ooh.
So I'll go and get something while we're playing a track. Now, none of you needed to know that, but we're here. So, anyway, I'm going to play another song now, Tone. Very excited about this. This is the new single from Fake Billy and the False Prophets, Tony.
Oh, lovely.
Who are from Holland.
Oh, lovely.
We're going double Dutch, Tone, for the start of the show. We're going double Dutch. Nice. I know. I'm very excited. Every time Fake Billy and the False Prophets bring something out, we seem to play it. This is not going to let you down, Tone. This is so... very punky radio, but it's quite weird as well. I like this a lot. I think you will as well. What is Fake Billy and the False Prophets website?
Fakebilly.com.
It is well remembered. It's Paulie Bean Internet 1, Tony 1, and stay tuned for a band from the past in Manchester.
Right.
Called Stockholm Monsters. But first up, this is Book of Job.
Ah! Love a waffle, she got ill, the plague it hit your home. You've got nothing, you've got festering wounds, the dogs that lick your bone. You had it all, 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 now it's gone.
Milky Pants.
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Stockholm Monsters and a track called All At Once. You might recognise that as sounding a little bit Manchester, a little bit from the past, Tony.
Yes, a little bit.
And that's with good reason, because they are the first of three tracks we're playing this week from the ongoing Manchester, Manchester North of England, should I say, said it properly, Manchester North of England, Manchester North of England 7 CD box set that is out just about now, I think, via Cherry Red Records, that we are featuring. The first two shows we picked four tracks, one from CD one, and then the week after that we picked four tracks from CD two. This week we picked three tracks from
CD three.
You're absolutely right, Tony. The only reason that we haven't got more than three on this week is because there were so many other bands that I wanted to play on the show this week. It's an absolutely brilliant compilation of God knows how many songs, 150 I think, about 150 songs on it. So do make sure that you check that out so you can find out how to get this fabulous box set going on. Now we've got four CDs left, which means we've got 4 weeks left of featuring it, but that might not be the end of it, Tony.
Okay.
And just check it out. And all the other Cherry Red brilliant box sets. It sounds like we're sponsored by them. We should be.
That would be nice.
What's Stockholm Monsters' Facebook page? Because they do have one.
Facebook.com/Stockholm Monsters?
It is. It's as simple as that. There's not been a lot on there recently, but you can find out at least about the band via there.
Right.
All right. That makes it Tony 2, probably being Internet 1. It's a rare lead, Tone.
Well, let's see if that changes.
Well, and let's see if you can keep up your good fortune. Have we had any Facebook comments?
Yes.
That means it's time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that, Tony.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Thanks for Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do pop along and leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, use a comment, give us a cheeky follow. Just get in touch. We haven't had much this week, but we have had it's quality over quantity. Jen has been in touch.
And hello to you too.
Is it Jen or is it Glenn?
I don't know, Tom.
Well, I think it's both. Glenn this week posted and a picture of Jen. So there's they posted a message, Jenny in Rockport thinking about Punky Radio. And they're posting themselves listening. It's nice. And drinking, of course. What they're drinking, I have no clue.
I saw the photograph and she did look like she was in a sublime mood, Tony. Mm. It looked like Punky Radio had made her feel sublime.
Sublime.
And I have got absolutely no problem at all with our male listeners posting photographs of their girlfriends and wives on the Punky Radio page.
There you go. Listeners' wives, go for
it. In more worrying news, Tony, a fly has got into the room where I am recording, the music room at Castle Edwards, as I like to call it, Tony.
Is it looking at your nipples in a strange way?
Do you know what? If it is with that compound eye, it's seeing an awful lot of them right now.
Oh, dear.
Don't concentrate on my nipples, fly.
One other comment.
Is there more
of a mention. Joe Carlin, the Old Dry Schools, did have a comment saying that what an amazing weekend of gigs, so much fun, and watch this space for some more exciting news coming this week. But until then, have listened to Punky Radio. They've played another one of our tracks this week, punkyradio.com. Thanks for the shout out, Joe Carly. Pleasure playing you.
Yes, and we've had another email from them saying that they're very happy with the description as Punkyard Junk as well.
There you go.
So they are clearly listening to the show, and they've got a new video out, Tony.
Wow.
And we may well play the track, which is from their latest album, Demo Bones, but we might not. What you should do is check out the video, because in my head, Joe Carly and the Old Dry Skulls, there was at least 10 of them.
Hmm.
I don't think there is, Tony. You need to check out this video. It's brilliant.
Oh, okay.
It's really good. So, yeah, just basically, if you type in Joe Carly and the Old Dry Skulls to that there internet, you'll find this video pretty quickly. It's great, really, really good video, really, really good song. The album's terrific, Tom.
Good.
Yeah, yeah. So thank you very much, Joker. I think it was Tim from the band that got in touch with us there.
Right. Okay.
But yeah, absolutely loving the fact that they're loving us and we're loving them. It's a big Joe Carly loving, Tony.
Oh, we're all about the love.
We are all about the love. We always have been, Tony. Mm. We've never been about anything else.
No.
We're just a pair of old hippies.
That's right.
We're not, are we? I'm really all about the hate. So, is that that?
That's it, yeah.
So that concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that, Tony.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Now then, how about this for a brilliant email from a band we love that we could be accused of slavishly playing whatever they send us?
Okay.
I don't think that's fair on us.
Right.
But nevertheless, we do slavishly play whatever they send us, with good reason. Because when you get an email like this, it's hard not to. This is from Centurion Sect, Tony.
Lovely.
It's from Brendan in Centurion Sect. He goes, "Hi, Paul. Thanks for spoiling an otherwise great show the other week by playing our track about North Korean despot Kim Jong-un. I've attached a couple more Centurion Sect tracks of an equally low standard. Feel free to play either or pop them both in your trash folder." Well, I'm not. I'm playing one.
Right.
How about that? We're playing one. If you'd like to know more about Centurion Sect, Tony, the best way to do it would be to go to their Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/Centurion Sect.
It is. It's Tony 3, Paulie B, and the Internet 2. Centurion Sect, Tony, all the way from Whitstable. All the way from Whitstable there. And I don't know how to describe them, really. They're experimental, garage, punk, sometimes shouty, sometimes thoughtful, always entertaining, excellence. How about that?
Excellent.
And this is something I can barely remember. Alzheimer Man.
to the shops to buy some dinner. I came back something completely different. I didn't write it down, I don't know why. I bought a racket, camera, DVD and bin bags. Forget about that, let me tell you I am Alzheimer man, Alzheimer man, Alzheimer man. Woohoo! Alzheimer man, Alzheimer man. Woohoo! Short-term memory shock to cock. Forget about that, let me tell you I am Alzheimer man, I am Alzheimer man, I am Alzheimer man. Woohoo! Got up on stage to play our songs. Thought I got it right, but I came out all wrong. I took the kids to school, tried to play it cool. Forgot the teacher's name, I felt a right old tool. Forget about that, let me tell you I am Alzheimer man, Alzheimer man, Alzheimer man. Woohoo! Alzheimer man, Alzheimer man. Woohoo! Alzheimer man, Alzheimer man. Short-term memory, shot to cock. Forget about that, let me tell you who I am Alzheimer man, I am Alzheimer man, I am Alzheimer man. I think I am, I think I'm Alzheimer man. I'm not entirely sure, I could be somebody else. Don't take this for granted, but I think I am Alzheimer man, Alzheimer man, I am Alzheimer man, I am Alzheimer man, I am Alzheimer man. Woohoo! Woohoo! I am Alzheimer man. I'm going down the shops now to buy my dinner. I could be some time.
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Centurion Sect. I'm sure we'll be playing more from them in the future. And thank you guys for the brilliant emails you send us.
Excellent.
Did you do anything last week?
The alcohol practice. Made more progress on the new song, that'd be nice. And that was it, really. Just alcohol practice, work, and another weekend in the garden of removing rubbish and things. Yeah.
How's the song sounding?
All right. It's not as fast as usual, but it's
what?
Yes, it's not. It's not super.
Why is it faster?
No, it's slower. But it's groovy. It's more groovy rock kind of, but with a punky chorus. It's got a wah-wah in it. It's a bit of a departure, if I'm frank with you.
I don't know how to deal with this, Tone.
No, it gives me headaches. But
is this Steve's influence?
I don't know. I think I'm going to take it on the chin with this one. I think it's more me.
Is it more you? Really?
It's just turning 40. You know, I don't know. It's still good. It's still a good
album. It slowed me down, Tone. Slowed me down a lot.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No, it didn't. What on earth are you doing?
Don't know. They come how they come. It is still fast, but it's just not as fast as we used to do. But I think that's also a symptom of we have got a different drummer, and you kind of play what the drummer can do. You write all together, don't you? So I don't, totally. Maybe that's what's happened. I don't know.
I have a solution.
Okay.
Record it on 33.
Nice.
Play it on 78.
That's what we'll do.
That's what you do, and it'll be fine. That's how we'll do it. We'll do it old school when we play it out on Bungie. We'll speed it up. It'll be fine.
Cool. What did you get up to?
Well, I'm having trouble remembering.
Right.
I know we've just heard Alzheimer Man. It's not just because of that, but I am going down that road. I got involved in quite a lot of booze, Tone.
Did you?
I've remembered.
Ah, there you go.
I went to Edinburgh.
Of course you did. Yeah, yeah.
Went to Edinburgh on Tuesday and I stayed there till Thursday and drove back. Now, I don't normally enjoy driving to Edinburgh back, Tony, but this time around I went up the majestic A68 via Bishop Auckland, Jedburgh, the home of Mary Queen of Scots, and Dalkeith before getting to Edinburgh. And it's a brilliant roller coaster ride of a journey with signs every once in a while that say Blind Summit and Hidden Crest.
Ah.
How exciting. I do like a blind summit, Tony. I did once say to my friend Claire when we were approaching a sign that I knew said Blind Summit, I went, oh, it's exciting up here. She went, what is? I said, there's a meeting of the partially sighted. And she went, what? And then saw the sign Blind Summit and dead-armed me. Right. This time around I was by myself, but I still chuckled. Brilliant, absolutely brilliant journey, fantastic countryside, and a real rock and roll road, Tony.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, I liked it a lot. Got to Edinburgh, had a brilliant time, of course, met up with Frank and Margaret. Over the time I was there, I had fun in Rabbi Burns, the Waverley Bar, where I will be performing this year at the Edinburgh Fringe, which was marvellous. I also, of course, went to Whistle Binky's Banshee Labyrinth and Bannerman's. Had an, met up on the Wednesday with... Oh, I went to some other bar. Where else did I go? I went to George the Fourth as well. Went and had a drink. And, oh, I got a lot of Edinburgh business done as well. Anyway, never mind that. What I want to talk to you about is on the Wednesday night, me and Frank, we met up with my friend Livy, who lives in Fife, who brought down her daughter, who I thought was 18, but was in fact 28, which meant it was all right to flirt with her.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah. And her friend Emma, who I am, of course, in love with.
Right.
Anyway, what happened was that they all went home, but I didn't.
Okay.
Right. I went down to Bannerman's. They all went. Look, Frank went home because he was levered. Right.
Right.
And
right.
Then they went home to get their last train back to Fife. And I was more than happy with that. Had a lovely night with them. Brilliant time with them, in fact. Really, really good. And then I stuck around in Bannerman's, where I ended up in a conversation, Tony.
You okay?
I had a conversation outside with a girl whose name escapes me.
Excellent.
Or does it? She might be called Lou. She might have been called Lou, right? And she said, and she said that she was down there, that she wasn't from there. Now, where is she from? She'd come from somewhere else, Tony, put it that way. Okay. And she'd come from somewhere else, and she'd gone to Edinburgh because her mum was either from or lived in Edinburgh. And she'd come up there with this bloke that she'd met online pre-MySpace.
Wow.
She'd known this bloke a long time, and he was from America. And he'd come over to see her from Miami, right? And he'd come over to see her, and he was in the... I didn't realise, me and her were standing outside and where we got talking, and then we'd gone back in. She introduced me to him. Nice bloke, actually. I said to them, have you been to Banshee Labyrinth? They said, no. I went, right, I'm going to take you to Edinburgh's most haunted pub. I showed them around Banshee Labyrinth. They thought it was fantastic. It's kind of weird, Banshee Labyrinth. It's like an Escher painting, yeah? You kind of go up steps without realising, and you're not on a different floor, but you are. You think you are, then you're not. Then you're around there in another bit of it. There's bars all over the place, different rooms all over the place. And in the basement, there is the chamber room where I've performed before at the Edinburgh Fringe, notably with Tweeting Beauty and Songs in the Key of Death, Tony. So we're going back quite a long way there.
Okay.
Left him downstairs watching some crazy rock karaoke thing. We went upstairs to go outside for a bit of fresh air, Tony, or rather I did.
Mm-hmm.
She only made it to the second top step and just went, Paul, and as I looked around, was falling backwards. I made a half-hearted grab for her, but was conscious of the fact I didn't want to lose my pint.
Excellent.
She went rolling down these stone stairs. I thought she's probably dead and did the decent thing and ran off.
Yeah, of course she did.
But as I went to run off, someone who was outside, one of the doormen, heard the commotion, so ran in to find out what was going on, and I quick thinkingly, despite the amount of booze, I said, this woman has just fallen down the stairs, go and check she's okay, I was going to come and find you. He went, thanks very much. He went, no problem. I went back into the bar upstairs, hid for 10 minutes till I thought the coast was clear, walked outside where she was walking up the street quite happily with said bloke from Miami. Well, they were walking towards the taxi rank. I could see two taxis, and they said, oh no, we need to get a taxi home. I went, yeah. They went, where can we get one from? And I went, you're more drunk than I thought you were. And they went, yeah, we are. I went, are you fine? She went, yeah, it was lovely meeting you. He went, yes, it absolutely was. And he said, yeah, everything was great. I went, yes, it was. Shook his hand, had no trouble there. Look, there's a taxi there. They went, oh, thank you so much. I went, that's fine. Managed to get away with all that. Not my proudest moment, Tony, but it was all right.
Excellent. Sounds good.
It was all right. Finished up the night myself with cheesy chips and gravy, which might not sound like a brilliant conversation, but delicious.
Lovely.
And then the next day, I woke up at lunchtime, Tony.
Of course you did.
Limey. And then I got in a car and drove back. I had a lovely time.
Good.
Yeah. So that was that. That was me. I think I've talked on about that a bit longer than I actually want you to.
That's all right.
And I've probably given you more information than I want you to as well.
Nah, that's fine.
So I'm going to play you something from the vaults, Tony, but it's not from the vaults in that we haven't played it before, but it is from the vaults in that it's from the olden days, but it is our second track this week featured from Manchester, north of England. Featured an artist stroke artiste, Tony, called Carmel.
Right.
Now, Carmel I was introduced to around about 1983 via my ex-uncle Rob and my current auntie Anne. Ex-uncle Rob's not dead, they just split up. It's all right, it's fine. Everything worked out all right.
Good.
And they introduced me to an act called Carmel, who was, well, actually, they played me a London Records compilation of which Carmel was on it. And I really liked the Carmel song, and I got more into Carmel and really liked Carmel. And then found out that Carmel, the reason that they played me, they were in Scunthorpe, and they played me her because she was originally from Scunthorpe.
Oh, nice.
Well, moved to Manchester, where she met up with bloke, started a band. The band were also called Carmel, made sense. She was a brilliant front woman. They had a number of singles, some of which were hits in the UK, including Bad Day and my particular favourite, More, More, More. Then had a lot of success, less so here, more in Europe, and became quite big in France, Tony.
Right.
Where Carmel ended up doing a duet with Johnny Hallyday, the French rock and roll super guy, and on a later track also had someone on backing vocals by the name of Jimmy Somerville, Tony.
Oh, right, nice.
Of course, who had some big hits himself with various bands during the 1980s as well. But the track we're going to play, Tone, is one of their first ever. And is weird as toast, but I'm loving it, Tone.
Okay, cool.
It's on the Manchester North of England CD, out now on Cherry Red Records, as we've already discussed earlier on in the show. This is on CD 3 of the 7-CD box set. Carmel does have a Facebook page, Tony. What is it?
Facebook.com/CarmelOfficial?
Nearly. Facebook.com/CarmelOfficialMusic. It makes it poorly be internet too, Tony 3. Carmel is still gigging, I'm glad to hear, and is still fabulous. And this is Sugar Daddy.
Hear me shout!
You're listening to Guana Bats Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I will be mentioning Guana Bats again later on in this show. That was Carmel and Sugar Daddy, which I'm sure you'll agree is weird as toast.
Weird as toast.
Weird as toast. Tony, you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Woohoo!
Wee. Yes, the week more gigs. If you do have a gig for me, don't forget to email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much is it to watch them playing. It's quite that simple. It doesn't have to be in the UK. It is an international gig guide after all, so do email me if you have a gig. So I found one this week, because no one's emailed me, of course, so I found one on my own.
Tony's done,
doing things for himself. This is the Mulby Bar this weekend. Mulby Bar and Venue. It's in Sheffield.
All right.
It's the third annual Tramlines Punk All-Dayer.
Sounds good.
Yeah. It's free entry. And it's an All-Dayer. It's on 22nd, which is, I think, Saturday. Yes, it is Saturday. Rough Cuts, Hung Like Hanratty. Huh, a band I was nearly in, actually. Septic Psychos, Criminal X, Worm, Faster Than Balls, Hospital Food, The Repression, Wolf Bites Boy, Wasted Life, No Thrills, Yorkshire Rats, Bones Park Rider, and News From Nowhere. So it's very punk, is what it is.
It's very punk, Tony. But it's very free. Before you tell us any more about it, let's just go through some of those bands there. So Septic Psychos feature members of Riot Squad.
Mm-hmm.
And are fabulous.
Yep.
Yorkshire Rats, we played on the show. Yorkshire Rats, we played on the show the other week.
Yep.
Wasted Life, we played on the show before.
Yep, sounds familiar.
Hung Like Hanratty, I'm not sure whether we played them before, Tony, but there's a small bit of information you glossed over there. You were nearly in them.
I was there. They were recording their second album, and the guitarist had quit, and so they wanted me to go in and join them and become their lead guitarist.
Blimey.
It was about a year and a half ago or something. It was before I started getting into music again, and I was a bit rusty. But also, when I listened to the stuff, it was a bit Matt Clads come punk, and it was a bit too close to the kind of a Matt Clads-y funny punk kind of things. It wasn't really my bag, but they're doing very well. They record at Unit 5.
They're doing excellently well. I've heard quite a bit about them recently, and we would like to play something by them, Hung Like Hanratty by some long shot. If you're listening, do send us something.
Excellent.
Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah, this is.
So you basically chose to not join them because they're a bit too successful and fun?
Yeah, pretty much. I knew I would leave. My point was, I could do it for a bit, but I'd leave. And there's no point, is there? After a few months, I'd get bored of it.
That's absolutely true. You don't want to be successful or fun, so there's no point you being in that band.
Absolutely. but yeah, there you go. Mulby Bar and Venue, that is. It's on Arundel Gate in Sheffield. So check it out.
Did you just say Arundel Gate?
Arundel.
Did you just say Arundel Gate?
Arundel Gate?
Did you just say Arundel Gate?
Arundel Gate?
Yeah, Arundel Gate, yeah.
There you go.
Named after the place in Sussex called Arundel.
Right.
Yeah.
Did it have a gate?
It's got a good castle.
Okay.
Yeah. Hmm. I think my mates Felix and Charlie, I think they might have had their honeymoon there.
All right.
Yeah.
Huh. Fair enough.
Anyway, that's that. Not in Sheffield.
Right, of course, no.
Yeah, anyway. All right.
That's it, that's all I have there.
Well, that sounds like a brilliant gig, time with a load of bands on. That's an awful lot for nothing in one day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, free. You can't beat that.
Absolutely brilliant. Anyway, that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
It's Arundel.
Ooh, Arundel.
Right then. Should we play another song?
Let's do it.
I think we should. Now, we've been featuring East Anglia quite a lot recently, and the next track is not letting us down there, Tony. You might remember we played a couple of tracks from the Sound of Sugartown featuring music from Bury St Edmunds the other week. This week, a band from Suffolk, which ties in quite nicely with Manchester, Tony, because they are out on TNS Records.
Excellent.
Who are based in Manchester, and hello to TNS and all that sail in them there. The latest band to sail in them, for want of a better expression, are the Domestics, Tony.
Okay.
Old school hardcore punk with a twist, from somewhere in Suffolk.
Right.
Don't know exactly where, but somewhere in Suffolk. Tony, they've got a new album out, which is rather brilliant, by the way, and a lot of the tracks on it are very short.
Right, okay, cool.
But it's all right, because a lot of the other tracks aren't quite so short, one of which we've picked, because I don't really like playing songs under a minute long unless we can find a way round it, and we will do towards the end of this show.
Mmm.
What is the Domestics Bandcamp page?
Thedomestics.bandcamp.com.
It's as easy as that, Tony. I believe that makes it Tony 4, poorly being the internet 2.
Beautiful.
Death Trap. You're listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
When I say Gnarly Wave, that is a number of different artists that were on a compilation via, I think, Bongo Boy Records that was called Gnarly Wave, which featured surf and surf punk artists.
Right.
The reason I'm telling you that in detail, because we stopped telling you that in detail a while ago, is that they are in the process of putting together a Gnarly Wave Volume 2.
Excellent.
So we may have some new surf punk and surf artists for you playing instrumentally underneath us in a few weeks' time. Who knows?
Great.
That was the Domestics and Death Trap. You'll be hearing more from them in the future. Tony, before I ask you what you did this week, I'd just like to say that as a result of last week, there's one or two things that I forgot to mention. One of which was that last Friday afternoon, I went down to Mod Pizza in Nottingham. Have you been there, Tony?
Mod Pizza? No.
Mod Pizza is in the square.
Right.
Near Debenhams.
Okay.
Absolutely brilliant, mate. Absolutely brilliant. One of these places where you go and basically create your own pizza. You walk down the line in the queue where the stuff is, a bit like in Subway. And go, I'll have some of that, some of that, some of that, and some of that. And then it goes on the pizza. No matter how many toppings you have on said pizza, it's £7.47.
Wow.
That's £7.47, Tony.
That's £7.47.
That's right. That's a jumbo jet of a pizza.
Beautiful.
I did ask Nick, the guy who runs the place, who invited me down with a view to me putting an event up there of some description at some point. So I did have a reason to go, but it was brilliant. I'm not just saying that. And I will be putting an event of some sort down there at some time.
Okay.
That he said, because what you can also do right now, they've got the beach is in Nottingham for the whole of summer in the square.
Yep.
And you can have pizza on the beach. They've got some chairs out there, so you can have it outside as well. And they do have some booze and they have some bottled beers in there, which makes it interesting for me too. And they have good music in there, Tom.
Okay.
They have a single playlist that just runs on and on and on and on and on.
Right.
It features old school rock and Britpop. Absolutely brilliant.
I'll check it out.
I liked it a lot. I did that. So I'll be going back down there at some point. I'll invite you as well, Tom.
Lovely.
The Mod Pizza, you will like it. They have a lot of gluten-free stuff.
Oh, I'm all for the gluten-free.
There you go. And they have lots of vegan stuff.
Oh, I'm all for the gluten-free.
And vegetarian.
Yeah.
I'm thinking more than Mrs. there, Tone. But anyway, they've got lots of stuff there that you and Steph will enjoy.
Okay, Mod Pizza. Is it
Mod Pizza in the square?
Do they do a sourdough crust at all? Do you know?
I think they just do one sort of crust.
Okay.
It might be sourdough. It's very thin.
Right.
It's a nice one. I like it.
Lovely.
Anyway, we're not sponsored by them either, so I should really shut up there.
Okay.
One other thing I'd like to mention before I ask what you're doing this week, Tony, is that last week I heard from Olivia, my just turned 18-year-old niece, and I heard about it. She sent a message that I read with a bit of trepidation.
Mm-hmm.
She said, first of all, thanks for embarrassing me about the squirrel costume. It will happen, Olivia.
Excellent.
I will show up to something you do at some point wearing a squirrel costume. It will happen before I die.
Wedding sounds good to me.
It does, doesn't it?
It really does.
But she's got to get married first. It'll be something. But also, very pleased to hear that she said that she enjoyed the music and didn't think it was that bad at all.
Oh, which, beautiful.
Because... And now I'm just hopeful that we might be turning Olivia on to all things brilliant in the alternative music world, something she may not have been particularly a party to up until now, having been a massive Justin Bieber fan in the past, which I forgot to mention, don't know whether she still is, but there was one Olivia fact I forgot to mention, Tony.
What's that?
And that was my favourite Olivia fact of all.
Okay.
Which is... Actually, when she was very little, she was into some quite interesting music, including Gorillaz, Tony.
All right, yeah.
Now, you might remember Gorillaz were born from Blur.
Mm-hmm.
And almost went particularly for the kind of, almost the preschool market, didn't they, with the kind of stuff they were doing, making it very easy to get into electronic bips and bops and all that, but interesting.
Mm.
And there was one song. Now, which one was this one, Tony? You might know the name of it. I ain't happy, I'm feeling sad, I got sunshine in a bag, I'm useless, but not for long, the future is coming on, it's coming.
I think it was just called Clint Eastwood.
Well, I think it was called Clint Eastwood, wasn't it? I think you're absolutely right there. Mm. However, my niece Olivia, when she was very little, she loved that song.
Okay.
But like any very young child would do, she might have not got the lyrics exactly right, Tony.
Oh.
This was her version. I ain't happy, I'm feeling sad, I got sunshine in a bag, I'm useless, but not for long, the future is garbalar. Don't know what garbalar is, mate, no idea. That was the future is garbalar. And from since then, anytime anyone's mentioned the future, I've thought to myself, the future is garbalar.
Garbalar.
The future's garbalar, Tony.
It is, well, it is a bit, yeah.
Anyway, are you doing anything this week?
So alcohol practice tomorrow night, finish the song off, and then Sunday we're in the studio recording.
Just to speed it up a bit.
Yeah. Just, you know, the last couple of touches. And then
just get the new drummer at the start to say, look, just say this. 1, 2, 3, 4! And then it'll probably sort itself out.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. So then in studio Sunday to record it, and then that's it.
That's really exciting. Well, once it's done, Tone, I would like to play it.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll have to listen to it first to find out if it's fast enough for funky.
If not, we'll play an old one.
We'll play it. We'll play it anyway. Oh, that's good. Well, yeah. How am I doing? Now, I'm going on Thursday night, Tony. I'm going to Derby.
Oh, right. Okay.
I'll be wearing my Nottingham Forest socks. Don't worry about it.
Right.
I have a Derby and Nottingham Forest socks so I can walk over Derby in Forest. Ha. But I am going there on Thursday night because it is the scene of Johnny and Angel, my psycho gothabilly friends that I've known for many years now, who are, well, saying many years, more than several, should I say.
Mm.
More than several years. I've only previously met them at festivals. They include the Psychobilly Meeting and the Whitby Goth Festival, where I've bumped into them at both on several occasions. And they're fantastic people, and they're going to be much missed because they are leaving the UK.
Oh.
And having their leaving do at a place in Derby, which I shall not mention for fear of other people from Derby going there.
Yes, you don't want that to happen.
I really don't.
No.
Anyway, I'm going to see them on Thursday night. Really look forward to it. Wednesday night, Nick, the bloke who lived in my house from September to December last year, who is a stand-up comic and general weirdo who normally finds himself also at festivals, but comedy festivals, most notably in Australia and Scotland, he's showing Wednesday night to cause a bit of bother in the Pelham, so I'll be seeing him as well.
Oh, nice.
and that's it. Was there anything else I can read out there? I don't think there was. I've got some reading out to you, but I'll leave it till the end.
Excellent.
Instead, we'll play you two songs in a row, shall we?
Okay.
Stay tuned for Marnie Mayhem, Tony, all the way from New Zealand, talking about Marnie Mayhem a little bit after we've heard the track. First up, a band called The Passage, Tony, which are our third band that we're playing from the Manchester North of England compilation, available on Cherry Red Records, a 7-CD box set par excellence. This being the third track from disc 3, we'll be playing you tracks from disc 4 next week, almost certainly. Anyway, The Passage, Tone. Can't find anything about them, really.
All right.
Type in The Passage and the track Sharp Tongue, and you'll find bits and bobs about them on other websites, but they don't appear to have anything themselves that I could find.
Right.
All right. So that's about it. So we can't do anything there, so it stays Tony 4, Poorly Being Inset 2.
Okay, that's fine.
This is Sharp Tongue.
Said,
so sharp.
For the way things are, there's a lot to be said.
Go far.
For the way things are, an awful lot to be said. On the way things are, an awful lot to be said. He's climbing us back.
Yeah, yeah.
Au revoir.
This rebel mood, that frozen look. Your stock in trade, stack them up. Chop and change them. Never stop. This way it seems you're coasting on. Such acts will serve.
Such acts will serve.
As right as rain.
As right as rain.
So tread the water.
So tread the water.
Steady pace.
Steady pace.
While wave on wave.
While wave on wave.
Washes by.
Washes by.
Beware the wind.
Beware the wind.
And mark the tide.
Mark the tide.
Open fire. Shooting flame. Seize the fire. Set ablaze. Open fire. Like the sun, so I'll hunt sharp tongue.
There's no end of the things to be said.
Go far.
For the way things are,
best plan.
A lot more to be said. On the way things are.
And motherland of coast and dikes, her straits, her narrows, nationwide. Their state of play, leave well alone. Some saving face, some comatose. Open fire, shooting flame, seize the fire, set ablaze. Open fire, body heat, like the sun, so a hot shelter.
To be said.
Santacist.
Feel stressed out and needing a break. Took time out and tweeted a mate. Booked some flights to the States. USA. All is good. Drove from Vegas and up to the Grand Canyon monuments, desert and sand. Then to Phoenix. As per plan, Arizona, all is good. Stayed New Orleans, a hell of a blast. On to Orlando, played in the past. Cruised to Nassau, had some laughs. Bahamas style, all is good. Head for Cuba, American Air. Sick as staff, we won't fly you there. Gotta go to Mexico, where we were screwed in Cancun. Screwed in Cancun. At the airport, just to tell you, we will take all your bags for you. Nice and friendly, then they screw you in Cancun. Screwed in Cancun. Mexico. I have been all over the world, normally knowing where to avoid, but never been ripped off by the cops in Cancun. Screwed in Cancun. If they wear a uniform, you think they should uphold the law? Because them to assist you, it won't cost you. Go, traveled right through Mexico. Was fantastic, locals kind. Had a great time in Cancun. Screwed in Cancun. Yeah, Mexico. What has changed? Corrupt officials, bribes and tips, dishonesty.
Dishonesty.
Why would you go there?
Why
now?
Why would you go back there now?
Where's that wall gone?
Where's that wall gone?
No corruption in the state.
No corruption,
yeah, right,
in the state.
Maybe it would work both ways.
Maybe it would work.
Who's sick of paying bribes?
Sorry.
Who's sick of calling tips? Just pay the workers like you promised. Scrap the tipping
like you promised.
It's polluting the world.
You're listening to Planet Smashers Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Marnie Mayhem, all the way from Auckland, New Zealand, with a new EP that's out, and that's the first... I'll say it's a new EP that's out. I got Marnie Mayhem. We have played Marnie Mayhem on the show before, but I got Marnie Mayhem via musicsubmit.com, which is a very good way for bands to make themselves available to podcasts and internet stations and all that sort of thing. We don't play that much of it because, frankly, we don't get a lot of bands that are suitable for us. We get a lot of bands by there, but they're not always suitable for us. But as you've just heard, Marnie Mayhem is a track called Cancun, Tony. And Marnie Mayhem is suitable for us. I love a bit of Marnie Mayhem, be honest.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Who doesn't love a bit of Marnie Mayhem?
Yeah.
What's Marnie Mayhem's website?
MarnieMayhem.com.
It is. It's Tony 5, Paul of the Internet 2. You've won this week.
Excellent.
Yeah, excellent for you.
Yeah.
Not really very generous there, Tony.
Oh, I'm used to losing lately, so it's a rare win.
Oh, all right, I'll give you that. It's all right, you can be happy.
Thank you.
Have you got a twat?
No.
I can cover it, don't worry about it, but talk about it first.
Yes, if you do have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It is that simple. All twats treat with thanks. So do email me if you have a twat. I can't do the feature without you. Thank you very much.
All right, well, I've got something instead. I've got two things instead, Tony.
All right.
First of all, in answer to my question, what does KPI stand for?
Key Performance Indicator.
Don't spoil it. I said in answer to...
All right, okay.
..my what does KPI stand for?
Right. What's it stand for?
You're so much fun. I got an email from Nez, Tony.
Oh, Nez Corey.
Yeah. This is hilarious.
Okay.
Hi, Paul. KPI. This is right up my street as someone who works in performance management. A KPI is a key performance indicator, a key measure of success used by businesses to measure performance, to set targets and to drive improvement. You probably have a KPI around number of orders filled in an hour or customer satisfaction. You also have your own KPIs, such as getting your lunch break on time, not getting sacked, etc. So it's just a measure, and is why your boss said he was going to crack out some great numbers of such like. He wanted to smash your KPI and achieve a level of performance above target. The little mite. Get a fucking life. But don't I hear Tony say it stood for killing people's initiative? No, I said it stood for killing pigs instantly, didn't I?
Something
or was it
like
killing
that.
People? Did you say killing people's initiative?
No.
Wow, great saying, because following a set KPI stops you doing something different, potentially better. If the KPI is the wrong one, it stops people thinking for themselves, it makes robots of warehouse workers, and it does sap all initiative out of people. So I'm going to use that at work. Thanks, Tony. All the best, Nez. So Nez loves killing people's initiative rather than key performance indicator. And I just have to say, the thing I went upstairs to find but couldn't find was one of those horns that goes, because I just thought that was so hilarious.
But accurate.
I'm sticking with kill pigs instantly.
There you go.
I'm having it. He's right, though. I think the whole idea of KPI is absolutely horrible. And he's right. It does make robots out of warehouse workers, and it stops people performing in a team environment. Everyone keeps telling you in an environment like that you should be working as a team. But then when it comes to KPI, you can only work as an individual. So get over it, KPI losers.
Yeah.
Yeah, and yeah. Thanks, Nez, for such a brilliantly funny explanation.
Well, there you go.
That's right. I didn't have the... and we also didn't have any tumbleweed. However, thank you, Nez. I do appreciate it. I've had a brilliant email here.
Okay.
From the Plurals Is.
Ah, yes.
Hey, duders. Trent from the Plurals Is here. A buddy of mine mentioned to me the other day that you guys had played our Meatloaf cover from the Squid Hat compilation on your 19th of April 2017 show, so I gave it a listen. First thing first, Punky is pretty fucking great.
Yes, it is.
I'd never heard the show before, and I was planning on just skipping the to us part, then bouncing like a narcissist, but I ended up listening to the whole thing and loved it. So you got a new subscriber for what that's worth. Thank you, Trent. Second thing second, there was some discussion of the pronunciation of our name on the show, and I'd like to be the first to congratulate you on guessing correctly. It is indeed the and properly pluralized form of the word plural, because we are stupid, dumb man children.
Excellent.
So are we.
Mm-hmm.
Third is the word. I wanted to send you a copy of our first album, E Plurals Is Unum, since 2 out of 3 isn't really representative of our standard 60-second dick and fart joke songs. Here's a pay what you want, read free, download on Bandcamp. But here's a diet drop box, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, hope you enjoy it. And thanks a shit ton for playing us and saying nice stuff. It is truly warmed the cockles of my heart, and let me tell you that that's no small feat, as my heart is positively lousy with cockles, each one colder than the one preceding it. Thanks again, Trent.
Wow.
With an email like that, Tony,
mm-hmm,
I can do little more than play a track from whence they sent us. However,
yes,
they're right, they're very short, these songs, Tony. So, in Punky Radio unique, first time ever, I believe, style, we're going to play 2 tracks by them at the same time to fill up 2 minutes.
Right.
How about that?
Ooh, controversial.
It right. is, but it's going to be brilliant, and you'll see what. It's a great album, but a lot of the songs are very short, so I picked 2 that we could play back to back that would fit together quite well and fit at the end of the show and fit in with Punky Radio and fit in, most importantly, with the fact that we love the Plurals Is and the Plurals Is love us.
Excellent.
What is the Plurals Is Facebook page?
facebook.com/theplurals is.
It is. It's Tony 6, Paulie B Internet 2. The Plurals Is spelled TheplurallsIs, as in Plurals Is. Extra Plurals Is going on. There's so many Plurals Is going on there, Tony. I don't know what to do. And this is 2 songs in a row, but without the usual fudgeoid hoo-ha in the middle of it. This is I Gave Can You, and sorry, listen out for Sorry I Had a Bowl Cut, but first up, I Gave Kanye West My Money.
Into it, started picking up with the Pirate Bay was down, and Mega Upload had just been hit. Got a couple bonus trackers in the design returning. Opened up the Google Play Store, typed Kanye and pocket money. I gave Kanye West my money, wonder what he's gonna spend it on. I work hard to earn my money, give it to Kanye like a goddamn moron.
That's about the size of it for this week. I hope you enjoyed those two tracks from the Pearls, is there, and indeed all the other tracks we played this week. Can I just ask you something before we go? Is it our birthday show this week?
I think it's next week.
It's next week.
I think it's the 25th of June 2005.
July. Oh, July, right, yeah. All right, that's pretty much what I thought. So just to conclude then, if you've listened to this show, and I've got a feeling when I listen back I'll find this, you may find that I am a terrible, aging, forgetful, rather stupid and confused man, and you are a little slow on the uptake.
That's fair enough, yeah.
She was a quite interesting laugh. Perhaps you could just mention the internet stations that continue to carry this show, but we know not why.
Yes, we're on Pudunk. Pudunk Radio, that's P-O-D-U-N-K radio.com, and we're on Radio Andra, which is Radio Andra, that's A-N-D-R-A.S-E.
Both stations are brilliant, but sadly lessened by our presence on them. I may bump into one or two of you in Derby against either of our better judgment on Thursday night. Tone, I might see you at Mod Peach at some point. I'll let you know when I'm planning my event.
Tasty.
Other than that, hope you have a good week. Say goodbye, Tone.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog.
Budger Cunt.